Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There has been some very interesting news in the world of college football. I don't know if you've seen. I don't know if you've seen this. Have you seen it?
Nope, I'm not.
The working group of the college football playoff has recommended officially that they go to 12. That they go to 12 teams in the college football playoff, and the way it will work in terms of selection is the six highest ranked conference champions will get automatic berths, and then there will be six at-large spots. Of course, Memphis will never be able to hope that they are an at-large spot, but absolutely there is reason to now believe that
the six highest ranked conference champions.
I had to back up too, Jeff.
Yes.
So basically one Power 5 non-Power 5 conference champion is getting an automatic bid.
Well, last year it would have been two.
Well, you said the six highest.
Yes.
There wouldn't have, I see, because there would have been six, right? Two. Yeah, although honestly, you wonder once the stakes are that high,
will the rankings change?
If the cut would be if the rankings would have changed, right?
I agree. I do think that is a concern. Yeah. Like, will the non-Power 5 teams be penalized? You know, for their will strength of schedule start weighing heavier, right? In terms of how high these non-Power. I mean, we'll have to see. But look, the truth of the matter is that Coastal Carolina and Cincinnati would have both been in last year ahead of Oregon. Oregon was 25th. So there is now, and look, I'm not saying it's perfect, but there is now a path.
No, it's unquestionably better. It's 100% better. I mean, we said it when they were talking about this earlier this week. Right now, it's what Laird Veef said yesterday. He would like Ryan Silverfield to be able to look at his players and say, you have a chance to win a national championship. And it was totally impossible, theoretically 100% impossible, before, and if this happens, it will absolutely be possible. You know, really ridiculously difficult, probably never going to happen, but all you got to do is win all your games in impressive fashion, and if you're a football player at the University of Memphis, you can end up as national champion.
Do you think it would make it more difficult for Memphis to get those big games, though? You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to stub their toe. You know, that's already the case. It's already difficult to get, you know, Florida to schedule you. I just wonder if this makes it. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a good thing, and I'm with both of you guys on that. Actually, gives you a chance. You got a chip in the game. But doesn't it make it tougher? Florida even more so. Not going to play you now because if I stub my toe against Memphis, it could be over for me. I want that. I want wins only when I'm out of conference, and the strength of my conference to be the thing that stands up and gets me in. Right? I mean. Seems like it'll make it even more difficult.
But there's still more at-large teams, so it's still an improve. I mean, right now you're still in a situation where if you're aiming for this large bid, at-large bid, you can't stub your toe. So the fact that there's more at-large teams.
I just wonder if they'll break off and decide, you know what, we're not playing those teams anymore. You know what I'm saying?
This seems to be an indication that they're actually being a little more open to these teams, to me, is what it would seem to indicate. The other thing that's intriguing to me about, listen, I would be in favor of 16 because I think the more the merrier, but I do think there's an aspect to this, and I haven't obviously seen the exact proposal, but if you're having 12,
We'll get that proposal sent to you to be looking out for
your email. What it presumably means is that the top four have a bye.
That's correct.
And
that's correct.
The next eight would then play each other.
That is correct.
And so what if you had gone to eight, and very clearly they weren't going to go to eight, for reasons, basically, because it wasn't going to expand. Eight wouldn't have really given the SEC more schools, right? So that's why they weren't going to go to eight. Like, they're self-interested here. But if they go to 12, one of the nice things is in a system of eight, it would have always been the number one school, let's say Alabama,
right,
against, and you know the Memphis or whoever got it would have been eight, right? And so you always have this world in which one is crushing eight, and you're thinking they didn't deserve there to be in the, you know, deserve to be in there in the first place. Now you have a situation where five will be playing, you know, 12, I mean, or something like that, and instead of having to beat, if you're Memphis, wherever you rank in there, your first round matchup will not be against the best team in the country every time, right? You can actually imagine having some success in this system of playoffs. And I like that about it too.
Yeah. You know, I think the upshot for Memphis is, and I said this before you got on, but you know, you can now, if you're Ryan Silverfield or Luke Fickell or whoever, you can now look a kid in the face and tell him the truth, and it would be true by saying you can come to Memphis or you can come to Cincinnati, or you can come to UCF, and you can play, you can have a chance to make the playoff, which you could not say prior to right now.
Right. Oh no, didn't I just say that?
I'm just saying. I mean, it is a huge yeah. It is a huge
it is,
boom.
That's the thing. There's now a. I mean, it's one just a moral thing about college football has been. They just cut out half of the schools,
right?
Just cut them out of the system.
That's right.
And now you are no longer cut out of the system. And the other thing it does is it allows, to me, what that should do is it should also improve your ability to recruit. It's not just that you can tell your kids that and they should wonder, whatever. It's now you can recruit to that. You know, once upon a time, Ole Miss or Mississippi State could tell a kid, listen, we can go to the college football playoff. Now, you and I know they never did. They probably never would, right? But the fact that you're part of the system makes it much easier to recruit than being totally excluded from the system. Once upon a time, if you're recruiting against Memphis, you'd say, why you go play there? They can't even make the college football playoff. Yep. And now you can't. Now it is no more true at Memphis than it is at Ole Miss. Like, they have the, you know, obviously still unequal resources and all of that, but I think it's a huge step forward, and I think it can what it might do, as I said, is it might make it, because we were having issues of parity, let's be honest, in college football.
Hell yeah.
And it might help those a little bit. It's not going to always be, and honestly, even for the group beyond the nine, for the lesser Power Five schools, it actually helps them too, because we'd been in a world where if you're not at Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, you're probably not getting into the playoff. Now, with an expanded playoff, it actually also helps Pac-12, it helps Texas, it helps, you know, right, that whatever. You don't have to go to Alabama, Clemson, or Ohio State to make the playoff, which is really the universe that it felt like we were living in.
Do you think you will cover – I don't know when this will happen. I don't know when this will go into effect. I'm assuming soon. Do you think you will cover a Memphis Tiger football college football playoff game?
I would, if I was to bet on that, I would bet no. I would bet no. I would bet likely not. But possible, like, you know, right now, is Memphis the best program in the conference?
It's Cincy right now, right?
But they were 2 years ago. They were 2 years ago. I mean, it's not like you have to go back.
Get a quarterback. We can talk about it.
No.
Right? Might happen.
It's not far-fetched at all.
Right.
It's not far-fetched at all.
Right.
You've got to also be then, you know, you got to be not, you don't just have to win the conference. You have to win the conference impressively enough that you're also ranked.
Mm-hmm.
That's not far-fetched, right? That it's not far-fetched. Maybe I will.
Yeah, well, it just depends on, you know, how long you want to do this. I don't think you're going to just show up and not write about it. So it just depends really on how long you want to keep doing this.
No, of course I would do it. But I mean, Memphis went for many years without winning a conference title. Many years without
all of
winning
the
a
years.
Conference title.
All of the years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, all of the years. Exactly. It went for all of the years without winning a conference title.
But in fairness, the program is healthier than it's ever been, you know, in terms
of... I think a lot of this really is up to Ryan Silverfield, right?
Of course.
It's up to Ryan Silverfield.
Look, I think it absolutely, A, you know, let's just take Memphis. Let's just take Ron Silverfield out of the equation. I think now you can attract, if you're a Memphis, if you're a Cincinnati, you can attract a better coach. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think now, like, that.
Why are you saying Memphis needs a better coach than Ryan Silverfield?
They don't. I'm saying in the.
Why are you going after Ryan Silverfield?
I'm not.
You didn't say he was going to get in the bar.
You're misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding me.
Either.
You're misunderstanding me. I'm saying that, like, you know, in 2011, Memphis had to hire Justin Fuente. It worked out great, but at the time, he wasn't even the only play caller at TCU. They had to take a chance on him because nobody else really wanted the job. Now that Memphis or any program like it is in a situation where if you build it right, you can actually be in the college football playoff. You can get a prestigious assistant, a real hot up-and-comer, whereas in the past, and again, Memphis got Mike Norvell.
I mean, they got Mike Norvell.
Yes,
was a pretty hot.
But that was a shock. That was a shock. They don't typically get guys like Mike Norvell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The elite programs in the American Athletic Conference have done a pretty damn good job of hiring good coaches.
I guess you're right. Gus Malzahn at UCF.
To me, the more interesting question is, and I think the answer is probably no to this, but will it make it easier for a school to retain a wildly successful coach in the American Athletic Conference? Not can they attract a good young coach up and coming, but once they achieve success, will it make it more apt to stay?
Yeah, I actually think it will. I mean, it's going to depend on the job that they would be up for, you know, but would Josh Heupel leave UCF for Tennessee? That's an interesting question. I mean, because
he may be second guessing that already.
Yeah, that's a hard job. That's a hard SEC job. You know,
right.
I mean, you might say, why do I need to leave UCF
money
for
is
that?
So dramatically, here's the
but
thing.
Money would start flowing in more now, though, if you go to the playoff.
Well, we don't actually know what the split of the money will be. Like, right?
AAC gets 75% of it. That's what everybody's saying. We get 75% of the new money. AAC. Power six, baby.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
No, I mean, of course you have to know what the money split is going to be, but I don't know. I think it's an overall really good day.
It's tremendous.
It's not perfect. Yeah. It's not perfect, but it's a really, really good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.